John and I sat at the edge of Dove's bed. "Ask him how he learned Hebrew," John said, handing me the alphabet board. I held the board in front of Dove. "Come on," I extolled, trying as hard as I could to sound like Soma. But Dove's eyes just kept staring down at the string of shiny beads in his hands. "Come on, you can do it," I continued, feeling stupid. I remembered Soma prodding Dove's knee. I continued to urge Dove on and began to poke at his knee. I felt disconnected and ridiculous. John looked away. Perhaps it was too humiliating to watch, I thought to myself. This wasn't working. What was Soma doing? Without thinking, I put my hand on Dove's shoulder. To my surprise, Dove lifted his hand. "Come on," I resumed excitedly, ratcheting my voice up another notch. "Good, good," I exclaimed as he pointed at the letter P. "Keep going," I implored, as I tried to keep up a stream of rapid urgings while prodding his shoulder. I didn't know what I was doing, but as long as it produced the next letter, I kept doing it. He pointed again and then again. The letters R-E-S-S. Then his hand fell down and he stopped. I stopped too. I was exhausted. How did Soma do it, I wondered. "Press?" John asked, shrugging. "That doesn't make sense." He looked away again, perhaps this time in disappointment. It seemed like nonsense, a chance string of letters, I had to admit. "What does press mean, Dove?" I asked, trying to rev up my Soma imitation again, as I prodded his shoulder and shook the board in front of his face. I was struggling to keep it up, when Dove began to point again. First at the letter M, then A, then N. And then his hand fell back down and his fingers returned to the shiny beads. I sighed and put the board down. M-A-N, man. "Very good, Dove. You spelled the word man." I hugged him tightly, smiling. It was a start, I told myself, even if it didn't make sense. "Wait a minute," John shouted, suddenly standing up. "Pressman," he yelled, throwing his arms around Dove. "Pressman Academy. He means Pressman Academy." It took a minute to register. Dove had attended the Pressman Academy preschool at Temple Beth Am for 2 years. When he was 3 and 4 years old, he went with an aide. Had he really picked up some of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet way back then? I felt as if I must be going off the deep end. A boy who could not count to 10. A boy who didn't appear to know his ABCs or say a single word. How could a boy like this know even one single letter of the Hebrew alphabet, much less from 5 years ago? For what seemed like the 100th time in recent days, tears once again filled my eyes as I leaned down and embraced John and Dove. And like a heap of human confusion and imperfection, a lump of bewilderment and wonder, we slumped there like that, John's arms around Dove and my arms around both of them. I felt crazy, ecstatic, frightened. Miracles, I was learning, not only brought joy, but by their very definition must shatter your world, casting everything you thought you knew to the four winds.